Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Our families, we all love them. We grow up in a family. Yeah. You know, you have your ups, you have your downs. But you have great memories that come from your time with your family.
I think it gets better once you all start to move out, doesn't it? Mm. Certainly for my family, the relationship with my siblings, once we all moved out of the home, was a lot better.
I'd like to say the same about mine, but my brothers are still at home. So there's one guy over in the States who has shared his story about his family because, you know, if you grow up in a family with multiple children, often one of the kids will be the parent's favourite, even though a parent will deny they have favourites.
Yeah, for sure. Like I would say my little brother is the
favorite?
Little golden child because he's the baby.
Exactly.
Gets away with the most, certainly.
Same as my little brother, little Binks. He's even got his own little nickname Mum gave him.
Oh, cute.
I mean, where's ours, you know?
Yeah.
But for this guy, he's taken to Reddit to share his story because his family has now split up and they've taken one of the brother's sides each.
Oh, really?
It's nuts.
Jeez, that's
so
crook.
Basically, he goes on to say that my parents have always favoured his younger brother, and in no means he wasn't unloved or anything, but just little things he noticed over time, they really did show a little bit more care and love towards his younger brother. Mm-hmm. So he had to work a part-time job to get his first car. His younger brother got given a car.
I'd be filthy.
Oh, yeah. And it was better than his car as well. So it wasn't like they've gone, oh, it's a bad car, so don't worry. It was still a really good car.
Oh.
And it was same with a lot of other things, with video games and all that. And then he went on to explain that he was taking a gap year between finishing school and starting college because he needed to save up for his tuition.
Mm.
Now, he was at home, his parents were in another room, and he overheard them speaking about his younger brother and about how they'd started saving money for his younger brother's tuition.
And it's really expensive over there, isn't it?
So he recorded the conversation and then confronted his parents and said, hang on, what's going on here? Mm. You can't be paying for his and not mine. And they're like, oh, he needs it more. He's going, well, no, he doesn't. No one's got a scholarship here. Like, we both need it. And then he put that audio up. The family's now come over. So I'm talking grandparents, aunties, uncles. They've blasted the parents saying, this is not fair. And now he's moved out living with his grandparents, all because the parents favoured the younger brother.
Oh, wow. Jeez. I mean, it would create division, wouldn't it? Surely.
Well, I remember having multiple arguments. Mm. So in our family, I've got four brothers and me. With my dad, yes, I'm hands down the favourite. I'm his little girl.
Yeah.
Mum.
Well, Hazel, the dog's now sort of
actually,
replaced,
no, correct. The boys do remind me that I'm not the favourite anymore. But with Mum, the boys could do no wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And as you said, the youngest, like little Liam.
Oh, yeah.
He got away with so much. I recall walking in and he was sitting on the couch with Mum at age, I'm going to say 17, like cuddled into her. And I was like, what are you doing? And then later he came upstairs. He's like, guess who got himself $50 for the weekend? You're kidding me. You are the favourite.
5223295 How do you know you're not the favourite? Like, which one did get all the favouritism from your parents? Everyone, of course, into the draw for a cut above Family Butcher, the best meat in town.
Because the favourite never wants to call, do they? They're not going to say that I'm the favourite. They know they are, but it's the siblings that can dob them in right now.
5223295 We'd love to hear from you. It is Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Good afternoon. Asking the question, Herbie.
How do you not know you're the favourite child?
Yeah. How do you know you're not the favourite? Yeah, exactly.
Because one guy in America, his brother has been given a car from his parents. They're going to pay for his college tuition while he has now got to work two jobs to get his tuition. It's ridiculous. The family's divided over it, but we know that every family has a favourite.
Absolutely. 5223295 Hayley, I'm guessing you're not the favourite. Who is?
My brother, Chris.
All right. And why is he the favourite?
So my brother has definitely got speeding fine in my mum's car before. I have just recently got my P's. Now, I know for a fact if I did that, my head would probably be getting like, it's that, definitely.
Yeah.
Also, speaking before, just hearing you guys, my parents brought my brother his first car when he got his learner's. Definitely wouldn't do the same for me.
Oh, Hayley, that sucks.
Is he a good bloke, though?
Yeah, he's half decent.
Yeah, fair enough. That's brilliant. Oh, God.
And we've got Rod. You're not the favourite either, from Lara.
No, I was the oldest, so I had to be the one that's in charge of everything. And my youngest brother, he was a bit cold in the lounge room and tried to light the fire, but he actually caught the carpet on fire instead of lighting the fire. And that was my fault because I wasn't watching him. And then one morning I went out to do my paper run, 6 a.m. in the morning, and I left the garage open. I come back to find out I was in trouble for leaving the garage open. My second oldest brother had the 22 and he shot it out the shed while my other younger one was holding the door open, and that was my fault because I left the shed open, although I was out doing my paper run.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
Herbs, I hope we've been paying attention. We didn't do very well last week. Sounded a little bit awkward, actually. But we've brought in Chantre Llewellyn from the newsroom. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, I'm going to turn you on.
Good start. Good start.
I was worried about what's happened this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing
good.
Well.
Yeah, good to see you. Happy Friday.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Friday. What is it? T-minus 2 hours and 15 minutes to everyone's coming down here.
That's right. It'll be packed, I reckon. I reckon there's probably a few already down here. But
it's very exciting.
Let's see how we go.
Yeah, all right. Kicking it off, what is the new name of Facebook going
Josh.
To be?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yes. Herbie, he jumped in too quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Meta?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
I doubted myself for a second. Oh, that felt good. Josh?
Chantre, read it out succinctly, please.
Just
a few pauses in there.
Yeah. I like to just build it up. Like
suspense.
Okay. Yeah. Good call. Good call. My bad. I'm in the wrong.
You are. But that's okay. Question number two. What arrived in Sydney? It's linked to a popular Netflix show, The Squid Game.
Josh.
Yes?
It's the big doll from the Netflix series, Squid Games.
That's right.
What a creepy doll that is too.
I know.
It's awesome. Does it actually work like a game?
Green light. Red light.
It's the red light, green light game.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
I love that game.
Who you were saying you were on this show ages ago? And no one listened to you.
Yeah, you watched Squid Games before we were all watching it, remember?
Yeah, I watched it ages ago and I tried and I walked around the office and I was like, has anyone watched Squid Game? And the looks I was getting and they were like, what's it about? And I'm like, it's about people play this game and they get killed. And everyone looked at me.
Well, to be fair, the way you've pitched it doesn't sound great.
And then I was very upset when everyone was like, oh, it's so good. I'm like, I was trying to...
And what did you say, Josh, though, if Chantre told you? Like, I would...
I'd wait for a second person.
You see what I'm going through.
Anyway, next question.
All right, cut me off again. all right, so who's playing in the Sheffield Shield match this afternoon? Thought I'd throw in a little curveball there.
Herbie.
Yes?
Victoria and Tasmania.
Did you say New South Wales?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say that.
Okay, you can have that.
Okay.
Bugger. Vic hasn't done too great.
It's all right. Victoria is leading in the game, just so everyone knows. This one's a bit sad. Someone died this week. Which person who played Gunther on Friends died age 59?
Oh, it's his name.
I've got no idea what
you
his
just
name
need,
is.
I'll say first name. You just need the first name. You don't need the whole name.
The guy who played Gunther.
I'm just going to say Josh. Is it James?
Yeah.
Oh! How did you do that?
I don't know.
If you were doing that stupid thing that you do where you say you don't know it.
I could get the last name. I wouldn't have been
did
able
you
to.
Actually know it, though? And
no,
you played
just,
that silly
just,
game?
That's just what came to my mind. I feel like I remember reading it.
Okay, I'll allow that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last one.
Finishing it off with a really easy one. Hopefully you know this. What time do restrictions end tonight?
Josh.
Hey.
Oh, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And excited for it.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Exciting. Out of time, am I right?
Thank you, Chantre. Any other TV recommendations?
No, cut her off.
We're out of time, actually. Yeah, Josh and Kara.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, we watched the council meeting the other night. It was on Tuesday.
That's right.
Our petition that we got signed by 703 people got put forward.
Very exciting.
But there was some stuff that we were unsure about.
Yeah.
Because there now has to happen, like a motion has to happen.
Motion, there's terms that we don't know.
So we thought we'd get the lady that's been helping us, our favourite councillor, Kylie Grisbeck. Welcome, how are you?
Hey guys, how are you going?
Ecstatic.
We are two happy little Vegemites at the moment. After hearing what went down at the council meeting, you gave the petition to Madam Mayor and it all seemed quite promising.
It is promising. I must say that I received quite a few calls after that meeting on Tuesday night from interested parties, and we are all systems go.
Wow, this is incredible. So what does it all mean? So because obviously you put the petition forward and
there was a notion.
No one puts their hand up to reject it, I suppose, or anything like that. And then you've got to file a notion or a motion, or what was it?
Yep. So it's all a bit hard to understand, I know, guys. Look, the petition's in, so it tells council what the community is thinking and what they're thinking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in November, Anthony Aiken and myself are going to bring a notice of motion, which is a bill, for example, in a parliament. You bring it up to the council and you ask the council to vote on it, but we want to bring it up to say we want to put up the big thing tourism idea and get a feasibility study done on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to link together with the Geelong Motoring Museum because
yes.
we think the two link really well together.
Yeah.
I've had some really amazing support so far, guys, so that's awesome.
Well, imagine that. You rock up, you see this big ute, and then you get to go through the museum and
see the
history behind it all.
Yeah, and they're also working, the museum crew are working with Deakin on some virtual reality stuff.
Oh, look,
it's going to be awesome.
All right, so we just have to wait.
Is that it?
We just have to wait. And what we'll do is council is hopefully the notice of motion will get passed in November. That'll then give council a couple of months to get their feasibility done. Where do we want to have it? How big is it going to be? And I'm even hearing a sneaky word that Ford Australia might be on board. So
this is out of control. Jeez, it sounds as a pipe dream and it could actually happen, which is...
This is amazing. So you did say a few people had contacted you since council meeting on Tuesday. Who are any big dogs that we should know about?
Look, I'm going to keep that one under wraps for now. I want it to be a bit of a surprise.
We're literally jumping in this
studio.
We're going
to have to tell Sunrise. They said they'll come down for this.
Yeah, this is going to be massive.
Far
this
out.
Is going to be massive.
I'm going to put Sunrise on the schedule. Mark Beretta said he is coming, so, you know.
That's it.
We'll keep him to it. Well, Kylie, as always, thank you so much for your help with this, because me and Herbie are lost without you, really.
Two little
plebs. That's right. But thank you for your help, and we'll stay in contact.
Excellent. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the effort. Thank you.
The biggest suit you'll see on your commute is coming.
I hope so. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock.
No. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
Well, Sunday is actually Halloween.
Is it?
If you didn't know, yeah.
I better stock up for the kids
that
might not come.
There's always one person in the street that gets so excited and then no one comes and they're left with so many lollies. Not a bad problem to have, though. Yeah. But it's a lot of creepy things come out around Halloween. And for one town over in London, they've had a creepy thing not come out just around Halloween, but for the last year, this has been haunting neighbours across the city of Ipswich because it's this creepy sound, which might sound a little bit familiar.
It's raining, it's pouring. The old man is snoring. He went to bed and bumped.
That's chilling.
That's very creepy.
So that nursery rhyme, which we all learnt as a kid, we all know.
Yeah, great when you're a kid.
You think fond memories for this poor town.
If you're walking in the street, it's dark at night, and you heard that, you would freak out. You think this is it.
That's it. Done. At least it's done. And that's exactly what a lot of residents have been thinking. So they've called the police because they've been woken up at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 4 a.m. Sometimes it's multiple times a night. Other nights it's not there. Then it will pop back up again. And they're calling the police saying, we don't know what's happening, but this sound, it's creepy. Ugh. We've had enough.
I don't like it.
And so much so that the police had that many calls. They've gone, no, we have to look into this. And they did. They did. And they have found out why the town has heard this sound. And that is because spiders have been setting off an alarm at an old warehouse.
Yeah.
And actually at that warehouse, they have the alarm of this nursery rhyme.
Well, that's creepy in itself though, isn't it?
But the point of it is because if people were to maybe rob the place, they would be creeped out by that sound and run away.
You would. You wouldn't be robbing that place.
No. Yeah. Oh, honestly, it scares me. Reading this, I thought, thank God it's not happening around here.
God, that'd be, I mean, no, actually it wouldn't be. I was going to say a good prank on you, but I was like, that's just too scary for anyone.
You'd get scared doing it.
I would be. I'd be like, I've done something wrong.
But it is just a classic nursery rhyme. And because of that, I thought, up next, let's not celebrate the spookiness of that story.
No.
But let's honour the nursery rhyme and see how well do you actually know your nursery rhymes from back in the day, Josh.
All right, we'll do that next. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
And welcoming into the studio is Chandra Llewellyn from the newsroom.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to turn you on again.
He does it every time.
I know.
He's
like
worried I'm
going to
say something.
But I got you in here, Chandra, because before we were speaking about a town over in the UK which has been haunted for over a year of the creepy nursery rhyme, "It's raining,
it's raining, it's pouring,"
which is eerie. So this was playing in the town. They didn't know what it was. Turns out it was just an alarm. I know. Odd alarm to have a nursery rhyme.
Someone played that as an alarm.
Mm-hmm. It creeps you out though, doesn't it?
Doesn't
yeah,
it?
That sent kind of like goosebumps up my arm.
And so because of that, I thought, let's put you guys to the nursery rhyme test. We all heard them as kids. Josh was probably saying them now to your daughter.
Yeah, not really at this stage.
Okay, step it up in the bedroom time, please.
Yeah. Oh, I just read the books, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. Each their own.
Okay, let's not judge my parents, okay?
We're just saying, like, why aren't you singing to her?
And so basically all I'm going to do is give you a couple of words or a sentence from a nursery rhyme.
Yep.
Just buzz in with your name.
Whenever.
And tell me what the nursery rhyme is and you can get it.
Okay.
They're short and sharp, so it should be
quick. So we're naming the nursery rhyme.
Just let me know. Yeah, wouldn't let me know the nursery
if
rhyme.
If we know it.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Or even say the line, like just so you know it. Okay?
Okay.
Just give me details, Josh.
Well, this isn't very clear at all.
So, for example, if I say line? It's raining.
It's pouring.
Yeah, done.
So we give him the next line.
Yeah, do that.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Now I'm clear.
Okay, we're good? Everyone's
okay.
Good?
Yeah, we're ready.
To fetch a pail of water.
Josh, he bumped his head.
Oh, Chandra.
You're wrong, Josh. Chandra.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
That is correct. You've done the line in front, but we'll give it to you.
I don't know what happens after that.
Jack fell down and broke his crown.
Oh. There
you go. I don't want to go too easy.
No, that's fine. Okay. I love how we've just given her the...
We've got to do something.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
I should have made...
All right, next one.
Anyway.
Have you any wool?
Chandra. Yes, sir, 3 bags full.
Yeah, you're on. Hey, come on, Josh.
Sorry.
This one, I forgot it was a nursery rhyme. The cat and the fiddle.
Oh, jeez.
Chandra.
Is this another girls' club thing?
No. The cat and the fiddle, hang on, it was something about the moon.
Yeah, the cow jumped over the moon. Won't give you that one, though.
That's fine. No, if I was the cow on the moon with a cat and the fiddle.
Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle.
Hey, diddle, diddle.
Plate ran away with the spoon.
That's one of the following lines.
Move on.
Next one. A pocket full of posies.
Chandra.
Yep.
You're wearing a rosy. A tissue, we all fall down.
Hold on. Buzz in. Then think about what you're going to say. Like, hold on, let me get to the line. I'll give you the point so this game ends.
I had to make sure that it... That wasn't explained in the rules.
I don't think anything's been explained.
Okay. We're going to end on this one.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to say the whole thing first before you get to the line, Chandra?
This little piggy stayed home.
Chandra.
Start.
This little piggy had roast beef.
She's got it.
Oh, no.
You really should start saying them to Georgie.
Well, just going off the last time Chandra was in here and you guys played the game, it was rigged. I'm just going to say...
Nursery rhymes. How can we rig that?
I didn't even know about this
know
game.
Them.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Grab your loofah and don't forget the shampoo. Herbie and Josh's shower thoughts.
K-Rock 955.
Oh, jump in, Herbs.
That time of the week. Get those thoughts off our head.
Get them out. Yeah. Get them out and relax in the shower.
That's nice. Lukewarm.
Yeah.
I know you're into your cold showers, but I'm glad you turned it up a bit.
I'll compromise. I've done it. So there's been a lot of talk about space recently. Obviously, the two rich people have been Elon and
the race,
and
the movie.
They're talking about whether or not they're going to build space highways.
Oh, that's just silly, isn't it?
Well, I was thinking about this, right? The International Space Station. So you literally take astronauts who are basically like the smartest people on the planet, and then we send them away to the space station,
yeah.
And then they're basically handymen. They're just tinkering.
That is so true. They are so smart to get there, and then they get there.
What do they do all day?
Yeah.
They've got to fix stuff on the ship.
That is simply it, and float around.
That's it. I'm sure there's something else going on, but that's just to simplify it. I thought...
They're not really doing all the maths up there, are they?
Shouldn't they be here helping us down?
Exactly.
Shouldn't they be helping us out?
That is a
great
thought.
Climate change is just, going on.
Jeepers. I think we're going to have to speak to an astronaut.
Yeah.
Really know if they actually use their noggins up there.
They're trying to get away. That's how... So that's saying something, isn't it? They're so smart.
That is so good. You know how everyone's been getting around Squid Games?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Love it. Did you see the thing in Sydney?
Yes.
The red light, green light doll.
The girl, she's arrived. Mm. But great show. Great show.
Great
but
show.
This week I was thinking, shows that sort of similar to it in a way.
Okay.
And is the original, I guess, Squid Games the original Willy Wonka? Because, they're going along to win the final prize.
Oh, yep.
But they all just... They disappear.
Slowly but surely.
You don't see them again. They all just go.
Well, that one girl turned into a balloon.
Violet.
Yeah.
Violet, you're turning violet. Violet.
That's good. That is good. So, if someone gets stranded somewhere and they always write like a sign with like rocks saying help?
Yes.
Do they always get rid of that once they've been collected?
Or is it just people?
So, they've done it.
Yeah.
They've been rescued. All of a sudden, me and you are cruising past.
We just haven't...
We go down there. We're looking down.
We're just having fun.
And they've got to clean up the fact that they should help. That's right. They'd be like, oh, my God, I think there's something.
That is a great point.
Who's looking out for that? There's no rule because you're excited to get off the island.
Yeah.
What is running out anyway?
I'm going to think about that one over there.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbie, this is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics, mm-hmm. See what's happening in the news around the office, etc. You just have to tell me for no? No, yes, yes.
Okay.
All right, let's kick it off with this one. Riding your bike on the footpath.
Yeah, nah. Unless you're young.
Obviously.
If you're under the age limit. I just think roads are there. There's enough space. I know people get frustrated with bikers.
Cyclists
on the road. But, just take your time, leave some space and cycle away. I got a bike last week. Can't wait to hit the streets.
That's right. You just have to get your helmet, obviously, before you can jump on board. So footage has gone viral of a Uber Eats driver on his scooter, and he's gone up the driveway, but the driveway is still wet cement, so he's gone right through it, and all the tradies are around him. And it's just very awkward. Some of them very angry. Some of them absolutely in hysterics, as you can imagine.
Jeez, he's really left his mark. Do you know, speaking of people on bikes, the Domino's delivery drivers on their bikes, I saw one in the rain last night, and I thought,
they go hard, don't they?
That is a cracking effort,
you see
well done. I'm
this
like,
hammering. They're wow, they're
not
get
getting
to.
Paid a lot, to do all that. Cracking effort.
Good on them. Communicating with whales.
Just reminds me of Dory from Finding Nemo. I can speak.
Great movie. Have you seen obviously Finding Nemo and then Dory?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Dory's really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, this weekend.
Holds up.
Done.
So we could be able to speak with whales. In fact, 5 years is what they're saying. In 5 years' time, they reckon we can communicate with them.
No.
I don't fully understand it. Obviously, it's above my head, but using artificial intelligence and other things to interpret what sperm whales, I think, is the one that they're going with, are saying, is what they're going with.
That
so in 5 years.
Bonkers.
Imagine having a chat.
That is just nuts. Mm. Dory really knew.
She did know.
Dory really knew.
Buying cryptocurrency.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
I'll say nah, yeah. I'd love to, but I just don't know how to. I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where the world's going. It really worries me. And everyone has it all, you know?
Yeah.
Bitcoin, those horses, those Zed horses, yeah. Ethereum, isn't that it?
That's one of them.
Yeah, I want some.
And then, so one of the really popular ones at the moment that everyone's, it's like a meme coin.
You've got some, that
Shiba, I've got some. Yeah, yeah. Shiba Inu. Have you heard this in the news recently?
No.
Anyway, so it's just like basically a joke token. Saw a TikTok last night of a guy, so when it first came out 2 years ago, bought $2,000 worth.
Okay.
And he sold it at a loss. So he sold it for $1,700. So he lost $300.
Lost $300, yeah.
If he had held on to it today,
no.
It'd be $1 billion.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes.
Oh.
It's so sad because he's basically like crying in this TikTok and saying like, you know, how am I supposed to live with knowing that?
That is.
But to be fair, he probably would have sold it along the way.
Exactly.
Once it got to like,
it's like people who've lost their Bitcoin passwords.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the States who's got so much wrapped up
there.
Yeah,
that's right. Like $350 million.
I'd be kicking myself.
$1 billion. Wasn't that insane money?
Imagine if that was you. You wouldn't sleep again.
Oh. No, I wouldn't. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh.
On K-Rock 955. You're a smart man.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Well, out of the two of us, yeah. Yes, you are.
Oh, we can vary.
You definitely have a few more genes when it comes to the intellect, you could say.
Okay. I don't think so. But
I definitely do.
Right. And we don't even go back and forth. We could do this all day.
I want to test you on it right now.
All right, here we go.
Because the Merriam-Webster, which is the American's biggest online dictionary for English words, releases new words each year. They add, you know, what's hip, what's going on.
Yeah.
And there's some that have been added this week, which I haven't heard about them. I didn't know that, that we're using them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to see how smart you really are.
So if you haven't heard of them, what's the chance?
Yeah, well, you just said that I don't know what's going on, you know.
Fair call.
Don't trust me. So I want to see if you know what they are. 0 day. What do you think 0 day means? It's a hyphenate.
It's hyphenated? There.
Yeah.
0 day. When we hit zero cases?
You would think so. That's a smart answer. I wouldn't even have thought of that. No, it means vulnerability that is discovered and exploited by cyber criminals before it is fixed.
Oh, geez.
Who knew?
Well, <I'm sure> now everyone.
Blank check company.
Blank check company. Is it? Can you give me any sort of hints? Like, is there like a sentence in which it could be used?
It's too much for me to do. It's a cinnamon.
it's a spice, is it? You chuck it on your custard.
A cinnamon.
Say it.
Synonym.
Yeah. Of what? What's the?
Anyway, it just means special.
What's the synonym?
Acquisition.
This is not going well at all.
Okay, move on to the next one. Cool. This one I can say. Deplatform.
So I take someone off like of Twitter or Facebook.
To prevent from having or providing a platform to communicate.
Okay.
Well done.
Yep.
I'll give you that. You're not happy with this?
No, that's true.
Obleck. O-O-B-L-E-C-K. Double O, though, at the start. It's actually inspired by Dr. Seuss.
Oh. That's a tough one.
It's a specific type of slime.
Oh, okay.
And we'll finish on this one.
Yeah.
Teraflop.
I don't know. This seems like a bit of a flop at the moment. What's me?
It's a unit of measure for calculating speed of a computer equal to 1 trillion.
Oh, yeah.
So you're right. A flop. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.